here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
All right. Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to Step in Your Power Live Business Coaching. If you are here live, I want to acknowledge you. If you're hearing this after the fact, our topic today is the side hustle. And I have been coaching entrepreneurs on side hustles since the 90s. I know I'm aging myself a little bit. And I think more than ever from this whole side hustle mentality, it's an incredible wake up call here in the United States. 20 million people have now filed for unemployment. We have some small businesses that have shuttered forever. There, prior to this whole COVID crisis, there were 16 million Americans that participated in small businesses. And that number, I predict, is going to at least double. And so whatever brought you here today, just in terms of asking questions for your side hustle, I am here to serve. I also want to just share just a couple of quick things we have coming up. So number one, in September, and I was on a conference with the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, yesterday. Some local business leaders were asked to be on this conference, so I was very blessed to be someone who was asked to be there. And our governor was saying that they're starting to put in place plans to reopen our economy here. And there was a joke on TMZ that the economy never really closed. It did. Yes, people were still out golfing and things, but businesses were shut down and businesses were shut down and, you know, restaurants closed and all sorts of different things. So he's looking at a phase by phase approach, but I'm very confident that as we head toward the summer, that the hotels are going to be open up again and things like that and gatherings. So we have an amazing marketing immersion event coming up in September. It is going to be the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th. And we're going to be doing Instagram, Facebook marketing, how to run your ads, how to grow and scale your online business, podcasting, video optimization. I mean, it's an immersive event where you get to physically come and work on your business. And so it's not taking time away from your business. It's your coming and bringing your business with you. And it's going to come out better on the other side. We are covering financial information, mindset. It is an incredible event. You can find out more about that on SusanSly.com. Which is awesome. And so with that, just wanted to let you know. So who has the first question for today's coaching? I wouldn't blame you, Jessica, for that. Yes, it's my birthday twin, Malcolm. You have a great memory.
I have a question. My email open rates have been down and they've been like falling consistently. So I know that's like generally the trend. But to be honest, like if I'm being honest with myself, mine are lower than my industry average right now. So what I was thinking of doing is segmenting my list into like and testing different variables. So I have about 4,000 that email goes out to. So I was thinking I'll send out 4 emails this week to 1,000 people and test 4 different variables to see like which one gets the best open rate. So what are the 4 best things to do in terms of testing variables? Does that make sense as a strategy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's do a couple things. So let's talk about email open rate for a moment, because I know sometimes people in the side hustle economy, they're like, I haven't email marketed. Why do I need to email market? You need to freaking email market, right? The whole goal is to own your list. And if you've been a student of mine for a long time, you understand building your business only on social media is like building your dream home on rented land. There are some rumblings that TikTok might not be in existence because there are some privacy issues there. How many of you still are on MySpace? My friend started MySpace. No one's still on MySpace. You know, then they went to Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. and Twitter. So understand that all of those multi-billion dollar platforms want you to spend money on advertising, which is great. It is a lower form of advertising, but you want to market to your list and you want to grow your list. So think of it this way. I use social media to grow my list. I bring people off of YouTube, off of Facebook, off of Instagram, off of LinkedIn, off of Twitter to get them into my email list to be able to deploy it. The open rate is how many people physically open your email. So if you're using a CRM like many of us use Keep, we can see the open rate. So right now during COVID, there are some things that aren't being that used to work, and I'll explain why. So number one is marketers are emailing more. There's this one company, I almost want to say their name. I haven't heard from them in 2 months. They have sent me this week probably 12 emails and I'm going to unsubscribe. So if you haven't emailed your list in a long time and then some are emailing them every day because everyone's at home, it's too much. People are emailing more, so that's why the open rates aren't as strong. It used to be Tuesday morning had the biggest open rate, then marketers started all sending their email Tuesday morning and it was too much. So thinking about this and thinking about your email open rates, here's what works now. Number one, in the title, say video included. So Jessica asked the question, I'm on her email list and her content is getting better and better and better. So if Jessica sends an email and it says something along the lines of, Jess, I'm just making this up, okay? How
make one up and I'll use it today.
Okay. Three tips to homeschool your autistic child, video included, I am much more likely to open it. Okay. So that's one, right? So we know that Jessica is an autism specialist. She's about to be featured in the New York Times. Complete badass, so proud of her. So one of the things with Jessica, she has a lot of really great content and she's targeting families with kids with autism. So video included is a great way to increase the open rate. That's one. That is very effectual. Number two, if you're targeting people who are parents, parents are getting more emails because they're homeschooling their kids. Yeah, all I can say is, yeah, it's a whole, like, oh my gosh. So my inbox on Monday morning, I have at least one email per kid for each school they go to. And it's just like, it's so much. I'm trying to figure out who's supposed to be on Zoom when and what who's got assignments due. It's more than usual. So if you're marketing to parents who have kids at home, don't send them emails on Monday or Tuesday anymore. So you're probably going to increase your open rate if you do it Thursday, I would suggest. The next thing that's gonna increase the open rate, anything with three tips, five tips, seven tips, quick tips. Another thing that is effectual is the word quick in it, because some people are overwhelmed right now. And so if you say seven quick tips to get your autistic child to eat their dinner, you'd be like, yes, okay, I can handle seven quick tips. The other thing, right, are things like, custom names, Susan, you're invited. And then I might go invited to what, and then open it up. Well, Susan, I've started a free private Facebook group for autistic parents. I know that times are overwhelming right now, and I know you've got a lot of things going on. So this is a great way for you to watch videos when you need to, or whatever, you know, community idea share, that kind of thing. So those are my best tips for increasing your open rate. And Jessica asked, should she segment her list and do some split testing? I actually wouldn't. And here's why. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person at the right time. And so you have to see for yourself, if you say video included in one and you don't say it in another, chances are the video included is going to have a higher open rate anyway. So it might skew that. So I wouldn't segment the list yet. I would just try those strategies that I suggested to increase the open rate. And I've been using them myself and it does increase the open rate. So thank you, Jessica. Great question. Who's got the next question in the side hustle economy? You can chat it. You can. All right. Emily. Emily wants to know, how do we sell a product that's a high price online? Emily, I don't know what, how much you're talking about. Like, define high price. I know more about this. So I don't know if you want to come out and ask your question or if you want to chat some more about what that question is. I can come back to you. Who's got the next question? Oh, Malcolm, you're naughty. You're telling everyone when my birthday is.
People are saying happy birthday today, so I just thought I'd clear it up during your event.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, the best way to increase real Instagram followers. Yes, Felissa, let's talk about Instagram. All right, so a little bit, as you guys know, one of the big things for me is talking about trends, right? And it's important to understand that we have to, there's a lot of dogma out there. Oh, you need to be on LinkedIn, or you need to be on Twitter, or you need to be on Facebook, or you need to be on Instagram. I had had some resistance to TikTok for a while, just because there were a few things about it, but now with the privacy issues, we're not really even talking about TikTok unless they're going to clean that up. You know, I don't know. Instagram is interesting because the number one people adopting Instagram are actually people 40 plus. And so Instagram, if you go on your Instagram, you want to take a look at your analytics and your engagement. So if you have a creator profile, a business profile, you're going to be able to get some very robust analytics that are going to tell you who your followers are, who your engagers are. So here are my best tips to increase your Instagram followers for real, organically, that, it's as nice as it is to say, oh, you're going to increase them 1,000 a day or whatever. Not necessarily. And on SusanSly.com, we have some learn on demand courses on Instagram that were created by my daughter, who runs commercial accounts that total over 1 million followers. So here are the ways to increase your Instagram followers organically. So number one is doing your Instagram polls. So doing polls and doing stories. So your goal is to create engagement. The best way to create engagement isn't just to slap up content, but is to ask a question, is to be able to illustrate something. And then, you know, it might be like, let's say you're a yoga instructor. Maybe you do a story where you're doing a quick pose, and then on it, DM me if you do yoga, or follow me for more yoga tips.
Can I say something on that?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I do polls, and I get these, maybe one or two right answers or whatever. And then I get these literally like, I love watching your feed. You need to follow me or follow me. They're like, I would say, 90% of them are not engaged in anything that I'm posting. It's just that they saw that I put a poll up and wanted, their info to come on. So yeah.
I've got about five more tips, Felissa. Okay. And then fine. You're fine. So Felissa's already doing polls and stories. Just because she's getting, there are a lot of weird people on social media. Just because she's getting some weird people doesn't mean she should stop. Okay. We always, one of the big stories that I always tell is about Lily Singh. Lily Singh, in 2018, she made about $12 million on YouTube. And for 4 years, she did two custom videos a week in two different YouTube channels. And then now she has her own late night show. She has a New York Times bestselling book. So just because the people that you want to follow you are not doing it yet, doesn't mean they're not watching. And this is the big caution, Felissa, or for all of you with your social media and that instant gratification, right? So that's the first thing. So Felissa's doing polls and stories. She's going to keep doing polls and stories. And Felissa, also take a look at, this is my next thing, look at the polls and stories the people are doing who have the level of followers you want to have, and also the kind of followers that you want to have, and begin to engage in their polls and stories as well. The next thing on your profile, and this is these are tips for everyone. So Felissa, if you're already doing some of this stuff, I'm just going to keep rolling through, and then I'll come back. Okay. So the next thing on your Instagram profile, you want to say follow for. Let people know this is your storefront. Follow for autism tips, follow for music tips, follow for recipes, follow for health tips. Why am I following you? When Instagram changed the algorithms, they essentially are serving up only the people that you're engaging with, as opposed to the way they were doing it before. And so they have some pretty sick artificial intelligence they use. But again, sometimes people have to come essentially seeking you. So make sure your profile says that. The next thing is hashtags. So you want to have anywhere from 5 to 10 hashtags that you consistently follow and engage with on Instagram. So once you identify what kind of followers do I want, you don't want just anyone. The number, yes, has some meaning, but I have friends, I have an Instagram influencer friend, her Instagram is sick, and she probably has, 6,000 followers, but here's the difference. When she posts something, she might get 1,000 likes and 250 comments with only about 6,000-7,000 followers, versus someone who bought a bunch of followers when you could still do that and might have 250,000 followers and gets the same kind of penetration. So just thinking about that. So one of the things to do is to pick your hashtags that are relevant to your space. So there are hashtags that are very broad and hashtags that are very narrow. So I'm gonna start with the narrow and go to the broad. Narrow. So I might choose a hashtag that goes something like this, Phoenix Digital Marketing. And there might be 100 posts on that, on that hashtag. It might be a little too narrow. But if I go Phoenix CEO, maybe that's a little bigger. Phoenix Tech, it's a little bit bigger. So you pick your hashtags that you're gonna follow, you write them down, and you want to look and see who's also posting on those hashtags. And then you can DM them and say, I love what you're posting, I'll follow you, do you wanna follow me? Now, I know that sounds really old school, but that's kind of the way Instagram wants you to do it. So that's another thing you could do, is utilize the hashtags. The next thing, you pick who are the top people in your space. So whoever the top people in your space are, chances are that you want a lookalike audience that that they have. So if you're doing advertising, you can create lookalike audiences in your Facebook Instagram business administrator. So I have different custom audiences in mine. So I have IG engagers 4%. So that means that it's a lookalike audience. So it looks like 4% of the people who engage in my Instagram audience, as an example. You can also create custom audiences if you have a business profile that say, oh, I want people who also follow Eric Worre, or I want people who follow Tony Robbins, or I want, whatever the case is. And then if you want to put some money toward that, here's the next thing that is extremely, extremely effective. So if you create a short video about why people would follow you, then you can just use some kind of app. There are lots of phone apps that I use that you can create a video. And it's very, very short, and it's got to be, it ideally should be sized by 16:9 or 9:16. And it would just say, you might say something like this, hey, it's Felissa. Thanks for stopping by my Instagram page. I would love for you to follow me. Here's why. Every day I'm giving motivational tips, or every day I'm giving health tips, or every day I'm giving something. So that would be another thing you could do. You could use a little bit of traffic and do a lookalike audience. The sixth tip that I'm going to give you is to do draws. So this is a little more cumbersome, but it absolutely works. So if you are an influencer of some sort, you've got a book, you're a coach, you've got a something physical you can give away, you might say something like this. Hey, you know, I'm doing a spot giveaway. I'm going to do a draw. So the next, you know, whatever, depending on your reach, you might say the next 100 people that follow me, I'm going to give away 3 of my book to you. And then you just go take a look at your new followers and then you DM the winners. And then one of the things that you do want to do, because there are a lot of people who use contests to get the follows, is you want to be able to show people that you physically did send out the book. I know on Twitter, it's a big thing. People will give money. Oh, I'm doing a draw for $500. You know, follow me on Twitter. So you have to be able to verify that. The seventh and the final thing, again, old school, is about relationship building on social. So another organic way to get people to follow you is to reach out to some of your friends who have other audience, who have followers, and they could have 100 followers. They might have 500. But as I said, the number of followers, yes, it gives some credibility, but my friend Kim, who makes a boatload of money as an Instagram influencer for women 50 plus, her penetration is some of the densest penetration on social media that I've seen for a page that only has 6,000 to 7,000 followers. So you go reach out to some of your friends and ask them to give you a shout out in a story like, hey, you know, follow Felissa because girl's the bomb, her page is really motivating, that kind of thing. All of those 7 things, that is going to help. So that being said, you all want to know who my friend Kim is. So you're going to follow her page. She's awesome. It's Diva Over 50 on Instagram. Her page slays. It is so sick. She's one of my yoga friends. And when we go back to yoga, we're working on doing our yoga handstands this year. It's a goals we've set for ourselves. So anyway, those are 7 things, Felissa. Hopefully that helped you. It was a great question. Did anyone else get something from that? And Felissa, did you get something from that? Yeah, some people got some tips. Hopefully, Felissa, that helped you. Awesome. Yeah, it's Diva Over 50 on Instagram. Exactly what I was looking for, says Celeste. Thank the Lord. Yeah, I never know what people are going to ask. Okay, Colin says, what are your thoughts on CTAs? Do you recommend a CTA in each post? No. Because really and truly, once you do a CTA in every post, people just start ignoring your post, right? So here's what I recommend. CTA is a call to action. So a CTA says this: if you do this, I'll do this. So if you subscribe to my newsletter, you can win something, or, you know, come, I'm doing a free webinar, come, you know, register for the webinar. So all of those things I've done to build my list, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So they're all very effective, but you can't do it every time because the noise. So here's a couple things that I'm going to suggest. Okay. So here we go. Let's talk about the CTA. All right. So CTA, first things first, in a video. So I just did a training for chiropractors this week, and I was training on 1-minute videos. And my friend Dennis recommends 1-minute videos. 1-minute videos have great density, great penetration. So if I'm doing a 1-minute video, my CTA might say something like this as I'm just building audience engagement. So I might say something like this. Gosh, this just happened to me. I realized this morning that my daughter, Emery, had missed one of her Zooms, and I just felt like a horrible parent. And, I had other moms messaging me, and I went through some emotions. One emotion was, I feel like a failure. And then another emotion was, oh my gosh, I'm a little bit like angry and ticked off because these moms who are messaging me, they don't work and I'm working. And then I was like, what's wrong with me? And I felt like I let Emery down. Well, My name is Susan Sly, and I'm a mom of five, and I am the CEO of two companies and the co-CEO of an emerging tech startup. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, just like I realized after this all happened, I'm not a failure. I'm human. And I chose to start to laugh at it, and Emery was crying, and then we started laughing, and I reached out to the moms, and I, you know, I just said, hey, girls, thanks for being there. Thanks for having my back. And, you know, I have a private Facebook group, and it's just for moms who are working and trying to navigate life and kids. And I would love you to be in my group. So check my group out. It's Susan's Mom Group. I would love to see you there. I don't have a mom group. Okay, that you know, I just made this whole thing up. But my point is that with your CTA, you want to lead someone from interacting with you, getting to know you, to something free, to something where they can begin to see some immediate value. I keep a post-it on my desk, and it might be hard to read. It says, what is the quick win? So when you're giving a CTA, you've got to give someone a quick win. It's maybe getting them into your group, getting them on an email list. If you're using a CRM, like we I own a digital agency called Agency 8, and we use Keep software because it's the best. Bottom line, it's the best. I don't care what you've used in the past. It's the best. So even when someone comes onto your newsletter list, you know, do you have a video that says, hey, thanks for joining the list? You know I have to update mine, but giving people a quick win for engaging with you is very, very, very important. And so, Colin, to answer your question, you can use CTAs, but they should ideally be something free, giving a quick win, and then you begin to nurture that relationship, and then you can upsell them to a lower price item and then going higher and higher up that list. So hopefully that answers your question on CTAs, Colin. All right. Okay. So, alrighty, let's talk about, would you do it as an IG story or as a post? I would do it as a post. One of my friends who is a big Instagram influencer, he's 20 years old. He did his as a post and it gave him hundreds and hundreds of new followers. Yeah, he did it as a post. Okay. All right. Let me see. What is the next question? What is the next question? Okay.
I have a question.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Susan. I was asking, what do you think about the Dream 100, like your Dream 100, like on Instagram? It's like I started unfollowing a lot of people to get down to that 100, or do you believe in just keeping it, you know, maybe a little more broad?
Firstly, I love your background. It looks good. I'm like, he is the king. All hail. He's like out of this world, right? the Dream 100. And it goes back to my point, Anthony, if we look at Diva over 50, right? It's not 100 people. She's got thousands of people who are super engaged with her, right? So I don't know that it's 100. And I think it's all relevant to who the person is. I know on Instagram, if I pared mine down, it might not be 100, but this is how I would do it. And I hope this answers your question. I would look at your all of your Instagram posts and even your Facebook posts. And I would say, okay, I'm going to look at my posts. I'm going to take an hour. I'm going to look at the post that had the biggest penetration, the most engagement. And if you're using Facebook Business Manager, it will just show you. And I'm going to look at that. And then I'm going to start to look at who those engagers are. The thing I really love about Facebook, and there is a resurgence in Facebook. It's crazy. The thing I love about Facebook business pages is they give badges. And in Facebook groups, they give badges. So I'm seeing a lot of my friends who are kind of like only Instagram who are actually back on Facebook and they're doing groups because Facebook kicks at groups like nothing else. So you could look at, like, if I look at my Instagram or my Facebook business page, people who are like raving fans, like Pat and Bruce and Jessica, I can name them, and Sonia and Kim. Like, I feel like they're my family because I can see they get those badges. That being said, Anthony, you know, looking at Instagram, doing some deep diving and seeing who are the people who are engaging the most, who are the people who I would love to engage with me a little more. How can I improve so that those people do engage? That's a great question. So to answer your question, long story short, would I pare it down to 100? I would say it's just, it's relevant to the person. But if we look at, it's funny, I'm gonna have to DM Kim because I'm using her Instagram. If we look at Kim, she wouldn't be able to pare hers down to 100 because she has like over 1,000 people who actively engage with what she's posting all the time. Does that make sense, Anthony?
Yes, 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 it does.
Yeah, and so Anthony, what's your IG handle so we can all follow you?
Oh. Mine is lifestyle_entrepreneurs.
Lifestyle_entrepreneurs. All right, you got a 10-second commercial here. Why are we following you on Insta?
Ooh. Well, you're following me for daily positive, uplifting motivation. And you also, my free tip is you also get a step-by-step education on how to get leads and sales online using Instagram.
Excellent. Awesome. There you go. You just got a bunch of more followers. You can't clear us all, brother. It's not happening.
Someone please post my IG handle or I'll post it. Thank you.
What's your IG handle? And you all better be following me on Instagram or I'm going to hunt you down.
I'm already following you. You're one of my 100.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And if you want to take a screenshot and make a story of this moment, or let's all take a moment, shall we? All right. You guys ready? Get your phone out and we're going to take a photo. So then we can do a story. There we go.
You are the best.
Aw, well, thank you. I wouldn't say I'm the best, but I'm here to serve. That's yes. The number one.
I met you briefly in Phoenix and we said hi to each other.
Yeah, that's right. And I just like the, you know, from that vantage point, like what lifts my heart up, these free coachings, you guys make me so happy because if you come away with something that can help you in business, I have a vision this year to help 1,000 entrepreneurs be successful. And so, you know, it's just like, yeah, anyway, it fills my heart. Great question. All right, next question. Bring it on. Thanks, Deanna.
Hey, Susan, I'm gonna jump out here.
Hey, beautiful lady.
I just want to say one thing before I start is I have been so productive since Monday. I have been on a roll thanks to your coaching and Organize Your Life. I'm like, I haven't worked like this consistently with a set schedule since I retired from my job. So I just want to, thank you.
Hold on. Let's pause for a minute. Marcia, just take your hands out like this. And go like this, because you are royalty and you need to wear the crown right now. That's what I'm saying, girl.
Okay.
Wear that crown and talk. Okay, bring it, girl. What's your question? Okay.
So with my, I'm developing, Marcia with math. And but the first thing is too, the webcam that you have, what webcam was that? Because a lot of them are like limited right now because of the stock. And I want to make sure I get something I could focus downward.
Well, you know, hey, Barb Walker, can you come out and play for a minute? I don't know if Barb can unmute.
Yes.
What webcam did you get? Because Barb is doing music lessons, virtual music lessons from home, and she and I were Zooming and she was showing me. Barb, which one did you get?
Can I go look real quick? It's a Logitech. I gotta take a look at the number real quick.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So Barb, I'll just share a little bit of a shout out for Barb. So Barb had a music business, like voice lessons, piano lessons, guitar lessons. And suddenly when COVID happened and she was like, okay, Susan, wow, now I've got to turn this into a virtual music business. And I'm such a huge fan of Barb. Anyway, our sons go to school together. So she is working on her infrastructure. And then next week we're meeting and I'm going to help her set up so she can do her online billing and scheduling and everything else through our agency. And Barb had this great camera, Marcia, because teaching piano lessons virtually, right? You know, when you all think about that. So whatever camera Barb has is the one I would suggest because it looks really great as opposed to me sort of, I'm just on my laptop without my webcam, but me just sitting here, there's angles, which is.
Yeah, so it's a Logitech BCC 950 conference cam.
Do you want to post that, Barb, in the chat?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. I just love it.
Barb.
You bet. Yeah.
And my other question I have is about like with Facebook, and I know it's like we have our own personal page and then we have business pages. I know like what, I guess I'm trying to say this, because I'm going to develop another business page for Marcia with math, so I have that page. Mm-hmm. And in a group, it would be good to have a group associated with that. And my other question is, what are you doing there? How are you deploying? Because you're on all different platforms of social media. And I know with your busy schedule, how are you managing to be out there on all the different platforms?
Well, I'm going to be hiring someone for that because honestly, like bananas, Marcia, I was praying over that this morning. I'm like, God, I just need the right person for that. So right now I'm doing all my posts and engagement myself, and it's a lot for Radius, our startup. We just created an FDA compliant device that can measure fever, hand sanitization, whether someone's wearing a mask, do social distance nudging. And we have a big, not next week, the week after, a big, press releases. We're going to be on 100 websites. Like it's, we're working on, major news channels. So there's a lot in my life going on and I have more content that I have all the Summit of Hope videos I haven't even deployed. So thank you that you think I'm doing a lot. I'm like, oh my gosh, anyway. So that being said, let's talk about your business pages. So one of the biggest things for those of you who are entrepreneurs, your business page or your Instagram business page, your storefronts, right? And the reason you have that is not because you want 500,000, fans on that page. It's because of one reason and one reason alone. It's because you can do targeted advertising. And advertising right now on Facebook and Instagram is very, very cheap because a lot of the big advertisers, the hotels, the casinos, the cruises, they're not advertising right now because they're not really doing much. So the cost per impression, which is someone viewing what you have, is very low comparatively. So the reason Marcia, she has Math with Marcia, she wants that to be a separate page, is because that's the page she would be doing math tips on. That's the page she would boost those 1 minute videos with her math tips. She could even set up a link from that page for people to book sessions for their kids. And the other reason she wants that page is so she can have a rating system. Did you know that Facebook reviews are now ranking almost as high as Yelp reviews? Did you guys know that? And on Yelp, shame on Yelp. Shame on Yelp. They take away a percentage of your reviews, your good reviews, they hold them hostage until you pay them more money. Now, Yelp, I know you got to make more money. I get it. But on Facebook, I can have a business page. I can have a storefront. It costs me a lot less money. I can advertise and I can get my 5-star reviews and I can engage with all those reviewers without anyone holding them hostage. So that's why Marcia wants to have that. A private group when you're dealing with children, there are liability issues. So I would only use the group for the parents and not the kids. That's for that particular thing. So Marcia, hopefully that was helpful. Deanna is chiming in about Yelp and my little Yelp rant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said they took mine away when I was paying them. Mm-hmm. Yep. So Barb is going to set up a Facebook business page for her music classes. Everyone who has a physical product or lessons or coaching, you should have a Facebook business page 100%. All right. Who's got the next question? These are great questions. I used to do private coaching, but I don't anymore. I have made the exception in certain cases. I'll give you an example. Someone came to me and they were taking on a C-suite role with a startup company, and they begged me to do 4 sessions with them. And it was great. It really, really helped them. So I do make exceptions. It depends on what the situation is. There are certain things I absolutely won't coach in anymore, but there are things just with my schedule, it would really depend. Okay, Ina has a question. On building a personal brand, is blogging passe or still a valuable tool? Blogging is a badass tool right now, even more so with bigger penetration than it had before, because people are at home and they are just doing not a lot. So when you think about the big lifestyle brands that are out there, Gwyneth Paltrow, they have a blog over at Goop. You've got the tech bloggers. The blogging is legit. Like, there are bloggers who make over $1 million a year plus. It's really about the ranking of your blog and the tricks for your blog. So let me give you a few tips for your blog. Number one, so what Google likes is consistency. So I would actually recommend producing content every day if your goal is getting your blog highly ranked on Google. That's one. Number two, you want to use a tool like Answer the Public. So I'm going to actually, for those of you who are viewing live, I'm going to show it to you right now. And 1 second. So with a tool like this, this is going to spit out all of your blog content for a year. So I will show you this. So let's say I wanted to start a blog about artificial intelligence. So I'm going to search artificial intelligence. All right. So this is going to show me all of the questions people Google. This is just a machine learning program. The first few times you do it, it's free until you clear your cache. So you can also get a pro version. So in this, you can see all the questions people ask about artificial intelligence. So can artificial intelligence replace doctors in hospitals? Can artificial intelligence be creative? So then, Ina, do you see all these topics I have, right? There's all my blog posts, right? And when people Google, they Google a question, not a solution. How do I cure a headache? What good restaurants are there in Grand Rapids, Michigan? So that's what people do. So this machine learning program has essentially just taken the most commonly asked questions, and you can see the density from dark green to light green. And so then what I can do is I can be like super badass and I can just download the CSV of it. And now I have all of the questions. So if you were saying, you know, great, I'm going to blog and you want that high ranking, that's how you get all of that. So the second thing you do with your blog is you cross posting is great. So let's say Anthony had a blog and he was in a different kind of vertical than I was. So let's say you guys know I specialize in teaching organization and productivity, right? And let's say Anthony's like, I don't want to teach organization and productivity, but I want to talk about it and I want to interview experts. So what Anthony might say to me is, hey, Susan, listen, I've got a list of this size, or I've got this many social media followers, or I've got whatever, could I interview you? And then what you do is you take the Zoom interview, you have it go through rev.com. It's going to transcribe it. I can't remember how much it costs. For one Bulletproof Monday, it's usually about $14. And then you just copy it, you clean it up, and you slap it into your blog. So then I say, Anthony interviews me. He's sending people to my blog. I'm sending people to Anthony's blog. All we did was a verbal interview, and neither of us typed a thing. So that's some other stuff I do. I don't rev all of my Bulletproof Mondays, but I do some of them. That creates more content. The next thing, with regard to SEO, the SEO game is tricky. Knowing what to SEO. There are a lot of people who were capitalizing on COVID to try and get, you know, ranked, and they were writing stuff like, can I get COVID from a Big Mac? Like things that aren't even relevant just to try and get their blog higher. That's called newsjacking in the blogging world. So when you're newsjacking, what you do is you look at what the news is of the day, you look at what's trending on Twitter, and you just go write something. It is effective, but I think it also can cause a bit of dilution to your brand. But you know, those would be my tips on blogging. Blogs are still essential, and vlogs are great. What a lot of vloggers will do, like Neil Patel, he'll create a vlog, a video, then he'll stick it in a blog. He'll have the transcription there, and that gives you even more density for SEO.
Hey, Susan, did you know GoToMeeting just this week, because they lost a lot of share with Zoom, now they're automatically transcribing all of your, anything you record on there for free?
Really?
They just started doing it because they want to compete with Zoom, because Zoom just got everything and everyone was ignoring GoToMeeting. They just added that feature, like I think it was like 48 hours ago. So now anything, if you do it in GoToMeeting, you don't have to pay rev to subscribe it. It does it, or transcribe it. It does it automatically.
That's excellent, Jessica. That is awesome. And Zoom had some problems. They weren't doing end-to-end encryption, and a lot of people, you know, their companies won't even let them Zoom because of it. And I know Zoom had to do some updates, but that's great, great intel. So GoToMeeting, friends, if you want to do your podcasts and your vlogs and convert them to blogs, there you go. Jessica always has excellent tips. We have time for a couple more questions. Tanya says, how many times should you post a week, add stories to IG or FB? What's a good rhythm for posts? That is an outstanding question. That is an outstanding question, Tanya. So let's talk about post density, because if I don't talk about post density, my answer is not going to make sense. There are a lot of people who post frequently who don't have post density. So what post density is how many impressions your post is getting. So that means in the Facebook world, it would be likes, it would be shares, it would be comments. In the Instagram world, it would be, you know, the likes and the comments. And then adding your story to people's stories in Twitter, it would be the retweets, it, you know, so on and so forth. So all of these social media platforms, they have some of the most incredible artificial intelligence on the planet. I'm currently studying at MIT. For those, some of you know this, some of you don't, because I'm weird and, you know, I find it very relaxing to learn new things. So anyway, so I'm currently studying at MIT, and you know, as part of that, you know, one of the things we've studied extensively are the AI programs that all of these programs look at. So here's how they do it. So let's say Celeste creates a post, and I'm Celeste, girl, I'm just making this up about your life. So I don't know anything about Celeste's life, but I'm making it up. So let's say Celeste does a baby bump reveal, and suddenly all of these people are like liking, commenting. The Facebook AI goes, oh, Celeste's post is getting a lot of traction. So we are going to show more and more and more of her friends. This is on her personal page. More and more and more of her friends this post. What Facebook did a few years ago is they took your post penetration. So you post on your personal page, your post penetration years ago used to be over, it was 100%. So 100% of your friends would essentially be served up what it was you were sharing. That post density is now below 2%. So if I post on Facebook, unless someone is getting notifications, they might not know that I've actually posted anything. So it's the quality of what you're posting. I did a post on my Facebook personal page the other day, and I was like, I just need to say this. I'm working 16-hour days because, I have employees and I don't want to have to lay anyone off. That post density, people are still commenting on it like 4 days later. They're sharing it. Then I posted, it was the 7-year anniversary of surviving the Boston Marathon bombing. I posted that one on Thursday night. It didn't even have the same level of post density. And you would think a Boston bombing survivor post would, and it didn't. Now I'm going to go to my business page. So I look at all the analytics. Today I'm going to talk to you about 15 ways you can optimize your social media. For my brand, the Susan Sly brand, I'm going to tell you right now, How to Manifest Miracles got way more traction than social media optimization tips for my brand. And that's why the business page is so important, because it will literally show you which of your posts are getting the most traction. It's not my job to teach my audience what they want. It's my job to add value to my fans and followers based on what they need, right? Does that make sense, everybody? So Tanya, to answer your question, you're gonna have to play. I used to have set rules for social media optimization. The rules don't apply anymore. So to give you some things about traction and density, just write down the following. Number one, videos get more penetration than a text post or a photo. That's normal, but my text post about the 16-hour days got more penetration than a video, right? So, some of the rules are out the window. That's one. Number two is you have to post when you know your avatar, your ideal customer, is going to be online. So I know that I'm talking to business people. I do my Facebook Lives late afternoon because that's when it works for the kids' schedule and stuff like that. A lot of people, they are checking in with that. It's late in the afternoon. They're kind of brain dead on Monday. And that's where they know that they're showing up at 4 Eastern to watch a Bulletproof Monday. So I have played with different times. I've played with different types of posts. So it's interesting. But I would just say to Tanya, to summarize with a long answer, is the following. One, if you don't have analytics, you don't really know. And you don't have analytics unless you have a business account or you convert your Instagram account to a business profile, which is a one-click thing. It's very easy to do. And number two is you're going to have to play with it. That's it. You are going to have to play with it. The most social media influencers, they're posting 2 to 3 times a day, but some of them started out that way and now they only have to post once a day to really get that kind of traction. Post density is it essentially stands for the number of likes, the number of shares, and the number of comments on any post. Okay. Donna posted this question 3 times. Okay. So Donna is in network marketing and she said, what's the best way to talk to people and engage them? All right. The best way, I'm going to make this more general, not just specific to anything. We are living in a time that we need to be sensitive. Would you all agree? We have to be sensitive to what people are going through. People have lost their jobs, their businesses. Maybe they have family members who are sick. So the first thing I would suggest when you're reaching out to people is just start with being a good human, right? Hey, I'm just checking in on you. How are you doing? Let's jump on a call, right? I didn't know Barb was taking, her music business to an online business. I texted her one day. I'm like, girl, I'm just checking in on you. I just want to see how you're doing. How's Chris doing? That's her son. Starting with that, and then getting people on a phone call, on a FaceTime, on a Zoom, having that conversation, figuring out, this is business 101, figuring out what that person's needs are, and then showing them how your business matches their needs. What did I say? Don't try and educate people on what they need. They live their lives 24/7. Your job is to educate them on how your product or service will meet their needs. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does, right? And so, you know, I'm going to leave you all with a couple of quick things, okay? Quick thing. So one, if you need a digital agency, we are the lowest cost, highest value agency out there on the planet for side hustlers. Just go to agency8.com. Okay, if you need to have a CRM, if you, you know, just go check that out. And I'll leave you with this, okay? Right now, there are a lot of people with money looking for solutions. My friend owns a network marketing company. They just had their biggest month. I am currently, you know, with Radius. We have this amazing kiosk that we're deploying. The base price of it is $50,000. People want it. There are people with money who have problems and they need what you have to offer to solve that problem. There are people, moms and dads, who need math lessons, Marcia, and music lessons, Barb. They need what you all have. Have an abundant mindset. Have an abundant mindset. So with that, that is live coaching. Would you guys do me a favor and tag me on social media? Just not on TikTok. Just tag me. Would you guys tag me? And just if you take that photo and you do like a, you can do an Instagram story, or you can tag me on Twitter, LinkedIn, you can tag me on Facebook, you can tag me on Insta. Do me a favor and tag me if today has been value. Again, I don't charge for this. Some people have mastermind groups they charge for. I just am here to serve all of you. Okay. So anyway, with that, take care. God bless. High fives, everyone. Stay safe. And if you have friends who are side hustlers, get them on our list, because only people on the list get the invitation to live coaching. If you're not on the list, no invitation. We don't advertise it on social media. All right. Thanks, everyone.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.